This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, whether we're discussing grain, livestock, or land prices, ag markets seem to be on a downhill trend. Randy Dickhoot, the Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmers National Company, who was born and raised in Illinois, says although land values have decreased from their peak 3 years ago, prices are still strong, and he doesn't expect to see any extreme changes in the near future.
I grew up and farmed till just about 15 years ago in western Illinois, corn, soybean, wheat, dried no-till, worked in a family operation, and so very familiar with Illinois and a lot of good people and a lot of good farmers in Illinois.
Well, I'd have to agree, as I'm obviously from Illinois. It's where the station is. That is home for sure. But we want to talk now a little bit of business concerning Farmers National Company. And one of the main things I recognize your name for is for land prices. And I would like to talk about those more so in the Midwest and Illinois. What are things looking like right now?
Illinois is very similar to any of the eastern Corn Belt states. Land values have come off their peak of 3 years ago, but they're surprisingly strong despite the lower grain prices, the lower farm incomes that I'm sure you've talked about and we all see, whether that's the income to the farmer or to the landowner. But the land market's pretty much in equilibrium. There's not a lot of land for sale on the market, especially in the Illinois, again, eastern Corn Belt market. And so there's, even though there's a little less enthusiasm from the buyers, whether that's farmers or investors, there's still plenty of buyers out there to purchase whatever land comes up for sale. So our recent sales we've had in Illinois have been very good. Again, they have not declined anymore. They've really kind of stabilized and based on the good yields, I think, and hopes for, better income years to come.
What does the near future look like? Do you anticipate changes to happen? Do you think it's going to stay pretty level with where it's at now? Or maybe just a look into the future, if you would.
Sure. I think, in general, farmland prices are still on a gradual, slow, measured decline based on those commodity prices and farm incomes. If there's some other kind of change where grain prices, jump up and their farm incomes in that area are better, that'll really definitely stabilize land values. But I think, time-wise and the economics, there's still some downside movement potential, but I don't think it'll be a lot unless interest rates or inflation changes or whatever it might be.
We've been talking specifically about the land markets, but there is other work that Farmers National Company is involved with. Any of those items that you'd like to share with us?
Sure. We handle, of course, the land auctions, land sales. We do appraisals for those estate purposes or lenders, whatever it might be, agri-commercial and so forth. We do hunting leases, which I know in parts of Illinois are very important to landowners to add a little more revenue and have extra control for the land. So we do a lot of hunting leases, very important in parts of Illinois. Other parts of the country, we do timber management. We're one of the largest oil and gas leasing firms representing landowners, mineral owners in the country. We're just kind of anything to do with land for the landowner.
And again, that update comes from Randy Dickhoot, who's the Vice President of Real Estate Operations for the Farmers National Company. In other news, we've got new numbers to look at from the State Crop Report this week and a little bit of national ag news coming up after these messages. As we can see by taking a look at the fields around the area, harvest is largely complete throughout the state with operators working on fall tillage and anhydrous ammonia. Also, many areas have had their first frost of the season. Statewide, the average temp was 48 degrees, and that was about 5 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 1/10 of an inch, and that was 6/10 of an inch below normal. There were 6 days that allowed field work during the week ending November 13th. Topsoil moisture supply rated 1% very short, 8% short, 83% adequate, and 8% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 8% short, 86% adequate, and 5% surplus. Corn harvest for the state was 97% complete compared to 100 at this time last year. And winter wheat planted reached 95% compared to 99 last year, while winter wheat emerged was at 85% compared to 89 last year. Winter wheat condition rated 3% very poor, 1% poor, 28% fair, 54% good, and 14% excellent. And now it's time for a little bit of that national ag news. Oil industry groups recently filed several petitions with the EPA requesting changes to American biofuels programs. The EPA announced this week it will deny all of the petitions. A Reuters article says several groups wanted the agency to begin a full rulemaking process in order to change the point of obligation requirement in the renewable fuel standard. The RFS establishes targets for the amount of biofuels that are blended into the nation's fuel supply. Several groups wanted to do away with that obligation or push the obligation into the future because they say it burdens refiners that have little to no capacity to blend biofuels at their operations. Multiple refining operations say they're being squeezed by higher costs from government mandates to blend increasing amounts of biofuels into their products. The EPA did decide to open a 60-day public comment period on the topic, which the oil industry says is a sign that the issue is worth serious consideration. The oil industry has spent millions lobbying against the RFS. The industry says the targets set by Congress in the policy are unachievable without a serious overhaul of the nation's infrastructure. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.